Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Ches, and we're holding at the Mishnah on Samar Zion on the base. What's happening with Cyber Josh? Is he not well?
No, when he had a test, he did a hard test on Sunday, but he was here before
he did it on Monday. Look at Mishnah. Ha'ubar v'hayavan v'erusin v'acheresh u'ven tesha shanim yom echad posrim v'lo ma'achilim. We've already seen the din of an ubar. So that when you have a Bat Yisrael, a Bat Kohen rather, who was married to a Yisrael, and he dies and leaves her pregnant, that passes her from eating Truma. The same thing would be true about a Yavam. If she falls to Yibam, to someone who now is unable to be machil her truma, so here she's a bas kohen, she should meres yavam to a Yisrael. Or, for that matter, a erusin. You have a bas kohen who just accepted kiddushin from Yisrael. Or a cheresh who actually has min rabbonan a kiddushin will also passel her if he marries her, because min rabbonan they're married. Uben teisha shanim v'yom echad. We'll see exactly what case this is referring to. Ben Teisha v'Yom Echad. Poselin, so all these cases will pass a Bat Kohen, v'lo ma'achilin. In the case where a Bat Yisrael marries a Kohen under any of these circumstances, it will not be ma'achil her, b'truma. Sofik shu ben Teisha shanim v'Yom Echad. For that matter, even if it's a Sofik, whether he's a Ben Teisha or not, he will also pass a her. Or a Sofik Hevishtei Sarot, Sofik Shaloi Hevishtei Sarot. We'll see what case that's referring to. Actually, we'll see what case both are referring to. This Mishnah is quite unclear. And in a Sofik, we have Nafal Habayit Allah Ve'al Bat Achiv. A man is married to his brother's daughter, and the house collapses on the two of them. He has another wife. Both of them are killed, but we don't know who was killed first. If the Bat Achiv died first, so then the remaining wife is a Yevama. But if he died first, so then the remaining wife is a Tzara, and she's Ptura. In this case, Tzarata Choletz et Velot Mit Yabemet. So we have three Sveikot over here and managed to get back to Yibum. And the two of them, we don't really know what the case is. A Sofik Ben Teisha, Sofik Ben Teisha, it's not clear what that is. The Gemara is going to discuss it. Okay, and we said, Uber will posel velo ma'achil. In other words, if she's about plainly Israel, and now there is a reshus of the Uber, which maintains her marriage to the Israel who died, so then who posela? The reason that he posels her is because it says that the Bat Kohen will be shava el beit avia kinu ureha. And kinurah does not include coming back home pregnant. Prat lemu uberet. Ibat Yisrael a kohen, on the other hand, if she was a bat Yisrael, who is married to a kohen, you'd say, ah, so in other words, the uber still should have the koach to be ma'achil. No, because it says, yilid beito, we darshan ya'achil bo. But that's only if he's yilid beito. But yalud ma'achil, sheni yalud, no ma'achil, as we saw in the earlier Mishnah. And the same two cases are true about the Yavam. If it's a Bat Kohen, who is now a Shomer Yavam to Yisrael, so then it passes her from eating a Truma, because she's no longer Shavel Beit Aviyah. Obviously, she's a Shomer Yavam. How could she go back home? I mean, she's waiting now to be either Yibum or Chalitza. Ibat Yisrael a Kohen, he, in the event that she's a Bat Yisrael, who now falls to Yibum, to the brother who is a Kohen, so then, lo ma'achilala, he cannot provide for her because the Torah said, kinyan kaspo yochalbo. And this is not kinyan kaspo. This is kinyan da'achiv. Now, Tosis points out that this is really only an esmach. And Yeraisa, she's no different than an arus, even if she had been, even an arus, it would have been ochelet for the brother, if it hadn't been for the gezeira about the coke in the refrigerator. So, we're certainly, we don't mean this seriously. The Darshan Kinyan Kaspo will not, this is not considered to be his taking the place of the brother. It certainly is. However, it's the same Gezeirah in order to avoid confusion between an Arusa and between a Shomer Yavam. So we continue the din of the Arusas. We actually saw this earlier. Erusin, again, if she's a Bat Kohen, who accepted Kiddush from Yisrael, So now she's no longer able to eat truma. It's posula because it says bat kohen ki tihiyeh, and this is a kinyan bahavaya. So the havaya is always a lashon of kiddushin. The truth is, Tosis points out that that's not really true, because we don't learn it out from havaya. We learn that, use that for something else. We actually learn it out from v'shava el beit avia, which is the mashma'ut that milachatchila she wasn't able to eat because she couldn't be shava el beit avia kinu urea. Certainly over here when she's married, she's not kinu urea. But the point is a very important thing that Tosis brings up, and we find this consistently through the Rishonim, particularly in the Rambam. We don't necessarily refer to the specific pasuk which we get a drasha from, and I've mentioned this numerous times, that drushas are seen as a overall framework for understanding the Torah. In other words, once we recognize the appearance of an absolute 100% drasha, then that extends now through the key uses of those terms throughout the Torah. We're not now have to bring you at every point where is the absolute source that you can argue with. We can just indicate it. We've been using Havayah all along. Whatever is more obvious, we'll use. That's why the Rambam talks about his own drushes. So everybody wonders, where did he get that from? Look all over to find the truth. There's many places where we don't find any sources for him. Because once again, he's attempting to give you in Mishneh Torah a vision of the way in which Pesukim, Torah Shebal Peh, and Torah Shebichtav interrelate. And for that, it's not necessary to give you over the way in which, technically speaking, we learn out from an irrefutable drasha. It's not the point. The Cheresh, the case of the Cheresh, the Ibat Yisrael HaKoheni lo ma'achila, if she's an Arusa now, who married a Kohen, it's not good enough. Arusin, even though Midiraisa is good enough. But again, since Ula was the one who was worried about Coke cans and refrigerators, which may be Truma, didn't rely on that extra that this is kosher lazari. So because of that, it's kosher l'kohanim uvad. Around here, that's not so unusual. We have roads that are kosher l'kohanim, not kosher l'kohanim. There are roads that are kosher l'kohanim. So because of that, we aser it because we're afraid that she's going to share it. Well, Cheresh, the case of a Cheresh. Again, if she, he passes, if she's a Bat Kohen, who married a Yisrael who was a Cheresh, doesn't really have Kedushin. The reason that he passes is only because of the Takanta Rabbanan. The Takanta Rabbanan is that a Cheresh should have a Kinyan. Okay, so if she has a Kinyan, we can't distinguish that the Rabbanan Kinyan from the Diraisa. As always, well, it's treated as if it's real. If she's a Bat Yisrael to a Kohen, obviously he can't use a Kedusha to Rabbanan to create a heter to eat something that's a Chiyav Misa for his Zar. I mean, then obviously Lo Machil Torah said Kinyan Kaspo. He's not really a Bar Kinyan Midiraita, and therefore doesn't count. Now, what is the case now, the next thing, Uben Tesha Shonim V'yom Echanem? What is that referring to? Kasar Kedaita B'shomer V'yavam, what we thought that was going back to the beginning. And so it says, and the truth is, if he's a Ben Tesha Shanim, so he's a Shomeret Yavam, to the Ben Tesha Shanim. Lagabe what? Shomeret Yavam, the Ben Tesha Shanim, V'yamechad L'mai. But to tell me, I mean, there are two things in the Mishnah. A, passeling the Bat Kohen, and B, not being Machal, the Bat Yisrael. Which one is this an issue? L'mifsa? What, I mean, what's enough? I mean, if he's Ben Tesha Shonim or not, even if he's a Katan, Katan in this case meaning less than the capability of Bia, which is Ben Tesha, not puberty. So Katan, I mean, it's impossible. There's no Ava Shomeret Yavam. It's not dependent in the royal of Bia or not. What's enough? I mean, even if it was a Katan, is it Veshavel Beit Avia? That was the basis of the puzzle. Shavah Beit Avia? No. She can't, obviously cannot simply go back home. There's a Yavam that she'll have to wait for him. Well, I mean, that's not the point, but she can't go back home. She's not Shomeret by definition. The idea of Shomeret prevents her from going out and eating. So that can't be for that. Is it to tell me what? That a Ben Tesha Shanim V'yom Echad, who is the Yavam, and she's a Shomeret Yavam to him, he's not Machal? Of course he's not Machal. Even a Godel isn't Machal. Even if he's Roid, I mean, we said a Shomeret Yavam is posel ve'no machil. I understand what are we referring to. Gadol nami lo machil. Omer Rabbi, now the case is not referring back to the Shomeret Yavam. It's referring back, it's referring to a case of real Yibum. That's what it's saying. A Yavam who was Ben Tesha Shanav Yamechot, who actually went ahead and did the Yibum. So Midi Raisa, obviously, once he's royal of Yah, we don't need, over here, remember that Yibum is imposed by the Torah. It doesn't follow normal dinim of Kinyonim that require that. So Midi Raisa Kanyale. So I would have thought, if not for the mission of the Olam, Midi Raisa Kanyale, because after all, in this case, he's over 9 years of age, and therefore, Biato Bia, Ema Luchel. So why should she not be able to eat Shruma? Kamash Malan, therefore, the Chiddush is that Asu, as we saw earlier, Biat Ben Tesha Shana Biyom Echad, Kimamar Begadol. So the Rabbonan of a year had limited the power of the Biat Ben Tesha Shanim to say that, yeah, yes, so Biat is Kona, but it's only the similarity to a Mimer, which is treated like a Mimer. In other words, we want to make sure that he's Kona with Das later on, and he should actually take her properly when he grows up. And in that case, we treat it like mamas. We're treating it as erison, basically. And it's not going to be sufficient to be machil. Omalei Rabbah, how can you say that that's the pshat in the mission? For heaven's sakes. I mean, iachik, seifa, diktoni safik ben teisha shanim v'yom echad safik she'enu. What would that be all about? If you're understanding that the vadai ben teisha is what it's referring to over here, even the Vada Bentesha is not Machios. So what do you mean the Sufik Bentesha? Sufik Eno Bentesha. Remember that the words in the Mishnah already you've messed up. Because the words in the Mishnah talk about they're Puslin, they not Machilin, right? So Puslin you didn't have any explanation for. Okay, I accepted your drade to the Mishnah that this case is not referring to Puslin. All the other cases were referring to Puslin and Eno Machilin. Over here, you gave up. You said, there's no way for me to fit in that it should be possible. I mean, what would be the poslin? Okay. I mean, the Chiddush is that it's a non-machilin because it's a konad rabbonim that made it to ma'amah, right? Even if I'm ready to accept that. But now, you've backed yourself into a corner. Because you're learning that the whole point over here is what it is that you cannot achieve. So you're telling me, you cannot achieve it. That's a great chiddush as a vadai. So what? I would think you could achieve it as a suffix. What are you continuing on to tell me? And for that matter, if it's a suffix mentation. I mean, if you're telling me a suffix, then you got to be talking about postling. You can't be telling me about my feelings. So therefore, your dre is gone. So yehachi say for the cutting suffix mentation shanim yom echad suffix sheino mentation shanim yom echad. Even though he's a Suffolk, he can't be Machil. Even though he's a Suffolk. If he was a Vada, he couldn't be Machil. Of course, if he's a Suffolk, he can't be Machil. Maybe he's not even 9 years old. Hello, my Rav. Forget it. Obviously, it's referring to postling. Because otherwise, there's no possible way, even theoretically, to fit in the next case of a Suffolk. It's got to be in the other direction, not the direction of my theory. It's always going to be the same Kav HaChomer, it's postling. Therefore, cut the relationship of the Venteisha to the Shomeret Yavam. That was just a prejudice. You started the Mishnah Shomeret, so you now backed yourself into, I have to be talking about a Shomeret. You're not talking about a Shomeret Yavam. We're talking about now, and the truth is, an intelligent reader recognizes, Ben-Tashon of Yom Echel, what would that be, Nogeya? Biyatsu? Is this Biyat considered to be a Biyat? Not okay. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about over here that a ben teisha shanim yom echad, of all of the psulim, which we're going to get to be talking about the psulim shortly, so all of the psulim, that they're pasle bibiyatan, ukidatanya, we know we have a long list in Kiddushin of those things, ben teisha shanim yom echad. Note how it introduces the whole idea of psul, with the words ben teisha shanim yom echad. Now that is, therefore, a key to recognizing how we use the term Ben Teisha Shanim Yom Echad. To anybody who's familiar with the Sugya and Kedusha, it immediately conjures up the image of Ben Teisha Shanim Yom Echad, who is a Ger Amoni Umoavi Mitzri. So he is now not allowed to marry into the Kaal, or he's within the number of generations that he's not allowed to marry into the Kaal, as the case may be, as we'll see later on. He's an Adomi or Mitzri. So he's not a Doravi. He's a Kuti. He's in a teen. This man, the Yom Rabbi, is considered to be gay or a Arayot. He's a Natin, he's a Halal, he's a Mamzer, whatever the case is, if he's been Teshu Shonim Yom Echad, and he was Bala Kohenet, first of all, he's Bala Kohenet, he passes her from Trum, he passes her from the Kuna. If he's Bala Viyavi Israeli, so he passes them also, as we'll see later on, the guy who was, but passes Mina Kuna. Well, otherwise, she wasn't Rui anyway to be eating Truma. And therefore, what we're referring to over here is that idea. And it's nothing to do with the first part. So we have Uber, Yoba, Meretz, or Cherish. They all will parcel, won't be Machil. And for that matter, Ben Teshion of Yomerchot, who is any of the psulim that are mentioned in the Bright and Kedershin, all of those things will also parcel. For that matter, even if he's a Suffolk Ben Tesha, it will parcel. Why indeed will it parcel? Why don't we say Suffolk to Rabbanon Kula? Why don't we say Chazaka? According to Rambam, I'll get to it in a minute. So why don't we say that it's a chazaka? Tosu says we don't say it's a chazaka because now that he's bala fanenu, he's a bentesha. A lot of discussions among the achronim as to how that works. There's a whole shara yosher on it, a shav shmeitza. It's one of the famous fun sugyas. Okay, there seems to be in the Rishonim, there seems to be a remez that this is a din of Chumrah because of Chumrah of Kachem, nothing to do with the Inyanim of Chazaka Bechlal. There's all types of discussion, though, about Chazakas that are meant to change. And if someone is in a Ben Teshuv Yom Echad, obviously it's going to be a Ben Teshuv Yom Echad. So if he's Bala Fanenu is a Ben Teshuv Yom Echad, do we say that we rely on such a Chazaka? Types of discussion like that. And the other issues that are involved. But in any event, we don't put him on the sub. As a matter of fact, some want to say the Nafkamin is, this is where the Rambam comes in. Normally the Rambam holds that when we say that a Suffolk Yeraisa is L'chumra, we mean a Suffolk Yeraisa is L'chumra min Rabbana, and not min Yeraisa. But in this case, to say a Suffolk Bein Teisha Shana V'Yom Echa, for God's sake, you just don't have the information. I mean, go get his birth certificate and find people that were there. That's called a Suffolk that's Efshel of Eruri. A Suffolk that's Efshel of Eruri, they want to be Mechalek, that over there we don't put him on a Chazak. And if that's the case, some want to even say that the Rambam in such a case would never have said that Ben Yeraisa, that's Lekula. Over there, where it's Efshe Levara, that's not really a Suffolk. And so the fact that I cannot act Lekula on insufficient information, that could be a Din Yeraisa, even according to the Rambam. Okay, again, just bringing up what the issues might be here. So, to continue, getting back here, that's how I understand it, says Rava. Wait a minute, we ask on Rav Avamin, Ktani Seifa. Wait a second. The end of this Mishnah we're going to see tomorrow. And the end of the Mishnah seems to be talking about the idea of passeling her through a Bia Psula. This Mishnah seems to be talking about the interesting cases where you have like a semi-Kinyan, you know, like Yibum, Shomer's Yavam, Erison, and things like that. But the Seifa says, Im Einan Ru'uyin Lavo B'Yisrael Hare Elu Poslim. Doesn't that mean that the Reisha was not referring to the cases of Imena, Ruvi, and Lavobi Yisrael? The Reisha was referring to these cute cases of Semi-Kedush and Cherech and Yavam and Erison and so on, huh? So, I mean, Rava is like a little bit pushy. Here it just would be repetitious to put it into this mission. No, not true. Not true. The Reisha could be talking about Psulei Kahal. The Seifa would be talking about Psulei Kahuna, even though it says Einu Ruyah Levavot B'Yisrael, which is a little bit, certainly seems to not be talking about Psulei Kahuna. Nonetheless, as Raj talking about really Zarut, as we'll see over there, the truth is Tosfos and the Rif have the opposite curse, but then they have their own problems. In other words, so the Seifa is talking about Psulei Kahal, which doesn't make sense because of the Kiddushin. Fine. Gufa, let's take a look at that bright over there that you just quoted. A Ben Teish Shanav Yom Echad, who was a Ger Amonim Oavim Mitzri Adam Ikuti Netin Chalal V'Mamzer, Shabal HaKenet Levi Avi Yisraelit, Pisalah. Rabbi Yossi says, no, not so fast. Only Kosher Zaro Pasul Posel. If his children are Pasul, then he will Pasul the woman. The Kosher Zaro Pasul Eino Posel, not clear what he's referring to. We're going to get to this when we get to explain the bright. So far, we're just reading the Braita. Rav Shimon began with Yalomer, Kol she'ata nosei bito, ata nosei amanato. If you could marry his daughter, then you can marry her when she's an amanu. Kol she'ata nosei bito, ata nosei amanato. Again, we're going to explain what this means when we get to the explanation of the Braita, which we're about to embark upon right now. Minan imilo. How do we get the idea that a woman now will become nifselet min hakehuna, nifselet min truma, min hakehuna, by a bia to a posel? Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the Torah is like this. Ubat koi, ki tiyeh le'ish zar. I understand that the meaning of a le'ish zar is a man to whom she is prohibited. That's how I understand it. And that would mean ki tiyeh le'ish zar, kivan she nivala le'pasula. If she had intercourse with someone who was prohibited to her, pasula. He pasled her. What do you mean? Everybody knows that the pasuk isn't referring to that. Heaven's sakes, I mean, by the way, the Gam Rachmana, the pasuk means exactly what it says, that a bat kohen who marries a Yisro. Where do you get this idea of the chlal? Kitiyeh means bia, and azar is something that's pasul. It means exactly what it says. Kitiyeh, she tips kedushin from an ish who's not a kohen, who is called a zar, and this is not all over the place. Old zar loyal, what's it referring to? So that's the idea of a Yisro, which we've been talking about all along. The moment a bat kohen marries a Yisro, she can no longer eat truma. This is how we know it. Where do you get the idea of this referring to Nivela, the Pasula? No. No. Because look, if you think about it, I already know that halacha. The moment I see the Pasik that talks about that Bat Kohen ki tiyeh almanah grusha bezera ein la. So now, v'shava el beit avia kinu'ureha. What does that tell you? That if she was not an almana or a grusha, or she had zera, then there's no more v'shava al beit aviyah, and the betruma zakodashim, she's not going to eat. You see from there already that so long as she was not in the rishus of her father, but was in the rishus of her baal Yisrael, she can't eat. I know that already from there. What do I need to tell me? That she should not eat? It's clear she should not eat. That's just an implication. That's not a law. That's an assay. Right? It says over there that she will go back and then she will eat. Much not, and until she goes back, she can't eat. Thank you very much. How do I know that there's an Isra law? Says the Gemara. That's just a law that comes from the implications of the words that are said actively. So then it says that milechama via tochel, that she is allowed to eat from the truma. Okay, but that's an assay. Therefore, I need the pasuk kitiyel yizar lo tochel, right? It taught me a lot. It's a kasher rachmana high lalav, but you can't learn out that this means nivelet to a pasuk law. It doesn't mean anything of the sort. No, not true, because a lav I also know from another pasuk. The lav is from the pasuk of kol zar lo yochal kodesh. Ah, come on, zar lo yochal kodesh. I mean, that tells me exactly what it means, and you know it. That means a czar is a non-Kohen, can't eat truma. What does that have to do with a woman who marries a Yisrael? You're drawing these psukim to me. I'm getting nervous. No, but that pasuk occurs twice. One is talking about the pashtus, that is a czar. Shreva kozat, that's a chozar lo yochal kodesh. Then by the bat kohen, when it says that when she goes back, v'shava al beit aviyah, Tochel, v'chozar lo yochava. Why does it mention again in the context of the bat kohen, v'chozar lo yochava? What does this have to do with v'chozar? Aha! Aha! There's obviously another issue of v'chozar lo yochava. So long as she is in a state of zarut. In other words, what puts her in a state of zarut? This we already know. She's married to a Ben Yisrael, v'chozar lo yochava. Now, what is the meaning of the pasuk? The original pasuk itiela yizar must be that there is a new din of psul of someone who is zar la in the relationship. No. I need that other pasuk too. You see, akati violates the kodesh of Rabbi Chanina. Famous drosha from Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina. How do we know if the Torah ushered a din? Don't tell me the 38 has done this to you already. No, it's me, not the bus. So how do we know that when the Torah says, when it comes to Maaser Hashem, which is a Maaser Hashem, is not as common as Truma, right? It's mutter to everybody. Nonetheless, there's an Isra of Achila Ba'aninut, lo achalti ba'ani mimenu. How do I know that when it comes to Truma, there's no Isra of Achila Ba'aninut? Says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, because the additional stress of a chol zar is to tell me only Zarut is my problem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with this. Zarut amarti lech v'lo aninut. I'm stressing Zarut again to tell me that Zarut is asur and aninut is not a surah. No. So now where do you have your extra pasuk? Again, we are trying to say, let's just review it. We're trying to say that a bat kohen ki tiyel yizari b'trumat HaKadoshim lo tochel. That that's referring to a bia, to an izar, meaning to an adam who's posel to her, correct? Which seems on the surface outrageous, because it means exactly what it says, a woman who marries a ben yisrael, who's not a kohen, can eat truma. Says the Gemara, no. Because I know that isra already, both as an isra asay, or as a lava b'meklal asay, from the fact that it says that if she's an amana grusha, then the shavah beit aviyah kinurea, and then milechem aviyah tokeh. So mashma, then until then she can't. Okay, that's an isra asay, lava b'meklal asay. But I also know from the additional v'chol zar, which it says twice, and it mentions v'chol zar again in that same pasuk when it talks about amanah grusha, milechem aviyah tochel v'chol zar lo yoch. What do I need that for? Unless it's telling me an isur lav. So I already know the lav, and I already know the asay. Now let's get back to the pasuk. Bat kohen ki tiel yizar. What's that for? That must be to tell me this new halacha, that she becomes nifselet from the kahuna by a bia of a pasuk. Says the Gemara, and that's not true, because I do not know that there's an Isser Zarut on her from the, we thought there's two Isser Zarut. Chol Zar Lo Yochabo, that's a general Isser, a non-Kohen. Then the repetition, the Chol Zar Lo Yochabo by the Almona Ugrusha, that's specially to her. But now we discover that there's also a need for the stress on this Zarut again to tell me, and not Aninut. So now we're back to where we started from. The idea of the Kol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh, we now understand, comes to tell me the din of the Yisrael eating Kodesh. The additional of the Kol Zar Lo Yochal is to tell me that there's a din only of Zarut and not Aninut. And now that means that when we get to Eshet Koi, about Koin Kitiel Yizar, means the Lav, which I know from nowhere else. It doesn't mean anything about sleeping with somebody who's a Zarla. It means being married to Yisrael. So now we no longer have the whole basis of what we thought was a raya, that she's Nifselet Vina Truma by being La Surla. The Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, hold on a second. You're missing, there's another drasha over here. It says, V'kol Zar Lo Yochabo. What do you mean with V'kol Zar? What's wrong with saying Zar Lo Yochabo? Zar lo yochabo, and again I'm stressing to you, Zarut lo yochabo. If you're telling me the kol zar lo yochabo, so that means I have an extra drasha over here. So this comes to the truth is it's a machlokas between the Marsha and the others about how exactly to understand the drasha. I think the simple way of understanding it is that the v'chol zar now comes to tell me that there's also a din of Zarut on the bat kohen who's considered to be also a czar, in a sense, as long as she's married to a czar. And now, what do I do with Bat Kohen Ki Tiela Yizar? Now I use it to tell me this new halacha. So now I have all types of remas in here. I have the din of Yisrael as a czar from the Chol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh, and I have the din of Zarut V'lo Aninut from the extra Chol Zar Lo Yochal Bo, and I have the vav to tell me also that even a Bat Kohen is considered to be a czar as long as she's married, that's a lav. And I have the assay from the mashma'ut of mi beit aviyah v'shava el beit aviyah kinureha. And I now have the extra pasuk of bat kohen ki tiel yizar to tell me a nivela to apostle also is considered to be nivselet min atruma. Well, everything works out fine, right? But wait, not quite. There's another halacha that I need this for. And that is, the Braita says, Kishihi chozeret. Notice when it says over here, she goes back and she eats milechem aviha. What does lechem aviha mean? Is she part of the father's family? Now remember, the father's family has rights not only to truma. The father's family has rights to eating also chaz v'shok. Those parts of the carbon that are given particularly to the Kohanim And it says over there, it's for his family and his wife and his children. And they're all allowed. When she goes back to Beit Aviyah, is she part of that? Could she eat also the Chaz of Ashok? Comes along the Braita to Darshan. Since it says, the Lashon over here, Bitrumata Kodashim Lo Tocha, then it never says she can go back to that. So it's coming to tell me now an additional halacha that when she returns, she does not return to Trumat HaKadoshim. What's Trumat HaKadoshim? Muram HaKadoshim. What's Muram HaKadoshim? Because of a shok. So she goes back to Lechem Beit Aviyah, that's Truma. But she does not go back to Chazav HaShok. So therefore, where do we see that? Ubat Kohen Gitiya Le'izar, he B'Trumat HaKadoshim, Lo Tochel. Lo Tochel B'Muram HaKadoshim. That is a new halacha. So how can you use this pasuk to come along and to tell me that there's a din? That if she's nivela to a pasula, that she becomes psulim and akuna? This pasuk is needed to tell me the din of a zar, not of a pasula, where she's married to a Yisrael, then she's permanently nifselet from muram and akadashim, even though if she becomes abad of a grusha, she goes back to lecha beit aviyah, but that's it. She does not go back to trumat akadashim. So that means that this so-called extra pasuk that you've been trumpeting about, trying to use it as the basis for an isser of an evelet apostle, actually is a completely different meaning. The Bat Kohen Gitiel Yizar comes to tell me that even when she's chozeret, she'll never be chozeret to eat chaz v'shok of a korban shlomim. She can only go and eat lechem beit aviyah in terms of truma. That's not a big chiddush. It's a meiridik chiddush. Are you suitably impressed? Yes. That grand chiddush, it's a beautiful deal.
The question that he did with Abigdash, is that for the family as well?
No. You mean that requires Kodesh Kadosh, and it requires to eat it in the Siman and Mechitzot, it's only for Zichri Kuhn. Says the Gemara, but, I have an extra diak over there. Because in Kain Lichtov Kra, he be Kodashim Lotoch. Was that the same Muram? It's a Trumat HaKodashim Lo Tochel. So what's this Trumat HaKodashim? Trumat Kodashim, because if it's a Kodashim, I would have understood myself. Whatever Kodesh is allowed to be eaten by the family of the Kohen, she's not going to eat. That is the Chaz of Ashok. If you're telling me the Trumat HaKodashim, so then basically you're telling me two different halachas. One is the Pashita, meaning what level of the Pasuk, she gets married to a czar, b'kachim lo tochel. She cannot, never again will she be allowed to eat chaz v'shok. Good. There's another remez, however, truma. Now, can't mean she can't eat truma, because it says b'feirish, if she's an almanah v'grusha, she's chazar v'lechem beit aviyah, kinu rea she eats. Therefore, there must be another level of meaning in the pasuk, which is coming to tell me that if she's nive'elet to a czar, she becomes pasul, even for truma. Two levels. So I have now all seven drushes, basically, from these words. Fantastic. Information density, nothing like it. It's like eating candy, gentlemen. Okay. It's always like eating candy, forever. No? No, there's two levels. One level is the marriage apostles are forever. The other level is the be apostles are forever. And then there's the simple level for the simple folk who read things naively, which means as long as she's married, she can't eat. But I don't need it for that, because I already know that from elsewhere. Every aspect of it. Love, I say, it works. Great. Says the Gemara, now wait a minute. This only tells us that a Kohenet, it's referring to a Bat Kohen. Now, you said two things, right? You said the Bat Kohen can't go and eat Truma. You also said that a Levia and a Yisraelite become Sulam and Akahuna. Now, this wasn't talking about a Levi of Yisraeli. Maybe there's a special din of a Bat Kohen. I mean, she, after all, is on a higher level of Kedusha, because she's a Bat Kohen. I mean, the same way there's other dinim that are special on the kuna. Maybe this is halacha, nivela b'pasalo is a special dinim about kohen. I mean, how do you know a levi of Yisraeli is also included? That's k'ni amar Rav amar Rav. We're going to see later on that he darshans bat kohen and ubat kohen. And that's on the second pasuk. So we have also on the first pasuk, bat kohen, ubat kohen ki tiyala isha. So ubat kohen comes to add that even a levi of Yisraeli, leidi truma lekodashim lo tachel kaput. So she's not allowed to eat truma, which in her case wouldn't be referring to eating truma, because she can't eat truma anyway, although we'll discuss this in a moment. So it refers to pasuling her minat truma, minat kuhuna, in other words. So, achanami, bat ubat. Now, wait a second. Ubat means that you're relying on the vav? Not everybody agrees with that. It's about what's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel and the Sifri. Do we darshan vavs or don't we darshan vavs? You're telling me that this whole thing is based on Rabbi Akiva? Come on, Rabbi Akiva, do darsh vavim? No. No. Everybody would agree to this. Afil timer abonan. Kule bat kroyet teirahu. What do I need to talk about ubat kohen? What have we been discussing here? Kohen ki ikna nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochalbo yalid beito. So what do you think we're talking about if not about kohen? So just say ki tiyala yizar. What do you need more than that for? Must be that the whole thing is actually the darshan of vav. So I'm saying bichlal, there's the meaning, there's the push of the meaning, the background, and then there's the additional meaning, which is either linked to the vav, or if you want to don't alter the vav, it's linked to the repetitious use of the word bat kohen anyway. And therefore I have an additional level of meaning. It gets sweeter all the time. So hachinami bat ubat. Very good. All right, let me ask you something over here. You prove to me that she can't eat truma. Have you proved to me that she can't marry a kohen? You're telling me, ashkan the truma, okay? Le kuhuna minol. I don't know if she's possible to the kuhuna. I mean, that's a different halacha of eating truma. Well, wait, and when we darshan, levi of Yisraeli, what we're referring to? Levi Avi Yisraeli, then we can't eat truma. So Levi Avi Yisraeli's got to be referring to the heter to marry a kohen. So then if that's the case, I mean, in context that the ooh is to the kohen, so then the bat is to the kohen. Forget about the truma as a secondary effect. So Otto Levi Avi Yisraeli, the lavaku, namar benelu. Because, I mean, what else do you think it's talking about? Truma. It's talking about truma, but the Levi Avi Yisraeli don't have rights to truma anyway. But don't make how truma, you know? So I understand, why not? Why can't they be eating truma? Allah Allah. Look, you have over here Yisraeli. Was married to a kohen. He dies, leaving her with a child. She's now eating truma. She sleeps with somebody who's pasala. Can she continue to eat truma or not? Comes along the pasuk, say, ubat kohen. She can't. But who's to say that that means she's pasala to kohuna? Maybe she's pasala to truma.
She's a
zonah. No, why not? Not necessarily. We'll see what the case of zonah is. Could be that zonah only passes her from Yisrael Kori. That's all. We'll see. So mashkachas lo de ka'achwa b'shvil b'na. B'shvil b'na? So then it's a kal b'chomer if a kohenet is eating because of her own kedusha, and nonetheless she becomes psula from eating by sleeping with someone who's asurla. So leviyavi Yisraeli, who's only eating anyway b'shvil b'na, has no rights of her own to eat, lo kol shekein, so for sure she should be nifsela. Just go on the contrary. V'yanotenet. That's the whole point. If you have your own kedusha, then you can passel your own kedusha. But if you're not eating because of the keach of your kedusha, you're eating because of the keach of the kinyan kaspo, so to speak, of a husband who's still here because the child's here. So you're going to say, oh, an eved eats because of his great kedusha. An eved eats because he belongs to the kohen. So a bas yisrael eats because she belongs to the kohen on some level, despite the fact that he's dead because his son is here. But she doesn't have a level of kedusha to become nifsal just because she's sleeping around with somebody. Mashenkin and bat kohen has this level of kedusha would become psula. What is so difficult to see about that? I mean, it's very consistent with the way we treat the dinim of the kohen overall. So he no tenet. That's the whole point. A kohen at the kaddish gufa, where she herself has a level of kedusha, to then psula, an illicit relationship can have more of an impact on a higher kedusha. You never bring a kavachomer like that. it has less of an impact on a lower Kedusha. But Hadalo Kaddish Gufa, this Bat Yisrael, she doesn't have that Kedusha. So she doesn't have the Kedusha, she doesn't have that sensitivity. It's the same exact thing, the difference between a Ben Yisrael and a Ben Noach. The same thing, that which causes Tuma to a Ben Yisrael has no impact on a Ben Noach. That which will passel a Ben Yisrael will not passel a Ben Noach. I mean, we've seen this again and again. Okay, wait a minute. You're right. Okay, well, let me take another approach over here. You're telling me that maybe this only passes from Achilas Truma and doesn't pass from the Kuna. I was just the opposite. Because it's a Kavachomer. I'm making Kavachomer from a Grusha. Okay, what's the good of a Grusha? A Grusha is Muteret Truma. I mean, that's the whole passage. A Manav Grusha, Shishava Beit Avia, Milacham Avia Tochel. She's a Grusha, and she's never allowed to marry a Kohen. So you see that we start in the other direction. It's possible to be muteret the truma, but you'll still be psula to the kahuna. Kol shikain, if you're psula the truma, then for sure you're psula the kahuna. So ma grusha is muteret the truma, is nonetheless asura the kahuna, where the Torah tells me now that it's asura the truma, ain't no dinship psula the kahuna, so for sure should be possible to the kohen. No, but wait a minute. So then you're relying on a kavachomer to create an iser to the kahuna. V'chimazirin min adin. You can't do that. We have ein mazirin min adin. You can't use a kavachomer to create an iser. Ein onashim min adin. So how does that explain now the Mishnah? This is not the basis of the iser. This is a giloy milta. I told you the pasuk says that she can't eat truma. Now you're trying to tell me that doesn't mean that she's Pasul Akuna. I'm trying to show you that the heter of eating Truma is a stand-in for Pasul Akuna. That's all I'm telling you. Because it's always the absolute end of any rights to the Kuna. That we see from Grusha. You can even have rights to Truma while you're Kashma Kuna. So I'm just showing you. If the Torah is telling you you're Pasul for Truma, it's saying you're totally Pasul for the Kuna. You can't even eat Truma. That's not the basis of the Yisr. The basis of the Yisr is the Pasul. It's just a gilui milta how to understand the pasuk. That's all. Don't try to tell me that maybe truma is less. Truma is not less. Truma is more. If I'm telling you can't even eat truma, then I'm telling you you're possible kahuna. Fini. That's it.
You could have gone either way. So this
Kala Kama
shows which way it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a gilui milta. Correct.
But we have. Mm-hmm. It was there from before with him. Kavachomer tells you we don't
go to the Yanosenes because of Kavachomer. Right. Right. Okay, let me ask something else. Fine. You brought me a raya that an Izar is an developed apostle, and on the basis of that, you told me a Ger, Amonim, or Avi, a whole list of people who are Chayvei Lama. Now, how did you get the Chayvei Lav? Now, I don't understand. It said, Izar. I mean, Zar could mean off the wall, right? So maybe it's Niveletva, meaning to a Chayvei Krisis. Now, why would it include, I mean, it has to be Zar. It has to be totally foreign to her. So how do I know that I should include Chayvei Lav? Truth is, there are other ways of learning this. Gemara Zatosis learns that it's, the other ways all have problems, as Rashi himself talks, speaks out the problems, many myriad problems on the other side. So this is the simplest way to learn the sugya. If it says Izar, it ought to mean off the wall. Who says that an Izar would mean even an Isser Lav? Answers the Gemara, because it says Kitiyeh Omrachmanah. Hanef to eat be'avaya. Now you'll have to cross out the next five words. Chayve kvitud lav b'nei havaya. That's ridiculous. Because that seems to be saying chayve kvitud do not pasul, which is what this gears is implying, which would come out to be unbelievable. You don't think chayve lav would pasul, but chayve kvitud wouldn't pasul.
That means that he can't be mekudah. Hmm?
Kedusha is
a kedusha. He's not a tovis.
Yeah, so... But that's not what we're interested in. We're interested in the nivella. So using the word havaya for bia, which is rare, is to tell me that we're saying even if there would be a marriage, meaning that we're talking about even chayvei lavin, where there could be a marriage. Oh, so wait a second. So now, if this is a function of at least the concept of Havaya, then what we should do is we should say like this. The home mekor of adding the Chayvei Lavim is from Havaya. How about those Chayvei Lavim where there's not even a Shaychut to Havaya? How about the case of the Ovid Kochavim or the Eved that we were talking about here? Right? So then maybe they should not tassel. Because since, I mean, the fact is that you could have, this is another indication, the same idea we saw earlier, a lower level of Kedusha, surprisingly, is less effective than a higher level of Kedusha. So you could have an Ovi Kochavi who sleeps with a Bas Yisroel as an Eshesish will not create a Mazer. We saw earlier. Moshe Inkein, a Ben Yisroel, will create a Mazer. Well, what do you mean? But this is completely terrible. I mean, it's a guy. That's the whole point. It's a guy. Doesn't make an impact. So maybe over here also, only a Chayvei Lav that at least could have Havaya is Shayach to the Yisra of Havaya here. But an Yisra Lav that isn't even Shayach, maybe Lo Livshilu. So Ovei Kachavei Ben Eved maybe indeed won't possible. No, you're right. The truth is, from the basis of the pasuk that I just brought you, you'd be right in saying that. However, they passel because of another drush, min Rabbi Yishmael. The Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Minayin lo avet kochavim v'yevet, Sheba bat Yisrael v'ala kohenet v'ala leviyah. How do we know that in all cases they will passel? Shenemar ubat kohen ki tiye almana ugrusha. Why does it say almana ugrusha? It's telling me mishi yeshlo almanut v'gerushin. The only time that we talk about her ability to go back to shaval beit aviyah is if she has a technical ruling as being an almana ugrusha, which means, of course, that she was married. But if her relationship was with a person to whom she cannot be married, then obviously the concept of almanut is absurd, and the concept of gerushin is absurd. But if that's the case, so too is the continuing of the pasuk, which says v'shaval beit aviyah. There's no v'shaval beit aviyah. Yatsu ovet gacham in the eved, where the relationship was not one that would have allowed her to be almanut v'gerushin. Okay, fine. That's bat kohen. You said. Wait a minute. You almost got away with that. You said Bat Kohen and Bat Yisrael Leviyah. And then you brought me a pasuk of Bat Kohen Kitiye. Can we get back to the other ones? Which you significantly didn't talk about. So Ashkechan Kohenet. Leviyah v'Yisraelit minolan. Ah, this is similar to the drush we had earlier. That's Kiryam Ravav Amarav Bat Ubat. Hachinami bat ubat. In this case, the second bat ubat. Ubat kohen ki tiye almana ugrusha. Before we darshan the ubat kohen ki tiye leizar. Now we want to darshan and even ubat a bat Israel and a bat leviyah, a bat levi, who would have been in a relationship with someone who did not have amanut v'gerushin, will never go to eat the Beit Aviyah, even though here, of course, we can't directly, but the remez is that what would have been kosher for the Kohenet is not, so too what would have been kosher to her under other circumstances, which if she married a Kohen, it ain't going to happen. She can no longer marry a Kohen. So as we put it a little bit out of the pashas of the pasuk, because of the remez, to include even the Leviyah and the Israelites. So wait. Then you're darshaning above. So, command Rabbi Akiva the Dorish Vavi. No, Afil Temer Rabbanan. Again, the Ubat Kohen over here is completely irrelevant. The pasuk before said Ubat Kohen Ki Tiyeh Leizah. That's all it had to say. V'chi Tiyeh Almana V'Grusha. What do you think? Ubat Kohen. I mean, there anybody who reads it says, "Well, what do we need that for?" It's just continuing on directly from the previous pasuk. So the whole thing is obviously extra. Kula Ubat is a Kra Yeterahu. Okay, we've got to stop somewhere, and even though... right in the middle, and it hurts. It hurts. You think that you can judge the one more phrase as being so pashut? We'll talk about the one more phrase tomorrow, because there's problems of why we would dash the approval of the whole medicine. Okay.